We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Reish Ein Bez, or Ein Reish Bez, Al Ezian Mekachim. On which wine do we make Kiddush? By Sif Dalad, on the bottom of the Daf Nun Nam Alf. Says the Mechaber, Mekachin Al Yain Lovin. We make Kiddush on white wine, but as you get into Mekachim, but Rabban, place the Kiddush, Rabban, however, invalidates of a Kiddush, Afil B'Diabit, even after the fact. Av Mabdin Love, but you can make Abdallah in it. Uminigo El Mekisar Hashayna, says the Mechaber, the custom of the world is like the first logic. That white wine is kiddush, is valid for kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud. So the Mechaber said you can make kiddush al yain lav mechulu on white wine, etc. However, that the Ramban said it's invalid even after the fact. Now, lekuli am according to everyone, mitzvah liketchila. However, the mitzvah initially is lachazer ach yain adam is to try to get red wine. Oh, but the im ain lay adam if it doesn't have red or it's not that great. Svirle lo deyazus. Then this opinion holds the mutter that permitted to continue to make ramban beis liketchila kaddish alav and to initially make kiddush on the white wine. Sivkot and Yud Aleph. Ramban, however, like we said, says it's invalid even after the fact. Avam avdina lav, but you can make avdol on it. Now, that is imhu chamar medina sham, that if it is the beverage of that country, shakol shayson, that everyone drinks it. Matam, the reason is, lagor mashaykh, it's not any worse than beer. The kamalon kam on, mesim reish tzadik vav, siv beiz, that we say later on, sim reish tzadik vav, dim avdina lav, that you can make avdol on it, imhu chamar medina, if it is the country's beverage. Says the Mishnah Berurah, then the same thing is the Metamis for this reason, Mutzal Kaddish Labashachas, that you'd be permitted to make Kiddush on it in the morning Shabbos, Lukulam, according to everyone, even according to Ramban, Fimashakaz Rachainim, Lakaman Siftes, according to what Rachainim say later on Siftes, the Bashachas, knowing Lahakal, Lakaddish, that Shabbos in the morning, the meaning is to be lenient regarding making Kiddush, I'll call Mashkash from a Chamar Medina for any beverage that is the Chamar Medina. Which Sharatin Yotes says this from Chedusha Bikdeg, and he says, look at the Bialocha, what we wrote over there on the rest of what his words are. Sivkon Yud Beis, and the Machabah said, the Minig Olam is Kisvar Rishayna, like the first Svara that it's permitted. Now, Be'eli Rabbi Mashma, the Beyayin Shu Lovin Yos Medai, that wine that's very white, Nochon Locha Shadas Ramban, that it is appropriate to be concerned with the opinion of Ramban, Shaloy Lekadish Lov, not to make Kiddush on it, El B'Shas Tzchak, only in a pressing situation, Shein Le'odim, if it doesn't have red wine, or as the Sharatzin Tzchav says, or if the red wine is not that great. Sif Hey, says Mechab, Beyayin Chai, raw wine, Afil Mechazik, even if it is strong, that is, the Dogi Pirish Shaloy Mazik, that's fit to be diluted, Al Chat Plas Maya, for one part wine on three parts water, mekachalav, that's the type of wine that you can make kiddush on it. But Yesus of the mazgah, it is better for that this strong grow wine to go ahead and dilute it. As long as it's diluted in the appropriate way, hagas drama. But Yenush alone, our wines, Yesus type him below mazgah says the Torah that it's better without diluting them. Says the Mishpura Siv Katan Yud Gimel that we said that although the raw wine that really, you could dilute it three parts water to one part wine. You can make kiddush in it, but better yisitev lemazgah, better to dilute hainish mitzvah and mofcha. That's a more choicest mitzvah. But as long as it's sivkon yudal diluted karo hainu that is shleich shlem yisimadai, that you don't make it too weak, too diluted. Not mavarchan al yain shemba el matikas ba'amad. Those who make the bracha on wine that just has sweetness, but a tamik mind, but it's like sweet water. Mavarchan matola, their bracha is in vain. But in mitzvah they kiddush as the chayy adam, they're not fulfilling their kiddush. Look what we write later on. Sivav says the Mechaba, Yain Tzimukim, raisin wine. Mekachalab, you can make kiddush. And it says Ramah, Behu Sheish Ben Lachluch is successfully Shiria. From the Torah, this is only that if it has a little bit of moisture without even soaking. Says the Mishbura Sivkot and Tezvav. Yain Tzimukim, Hainu, that is Shanasa Yain, that their wine is made, Mandov Mishin Stamku, from grapes that are shriveled up, which is what we call raisins. Bein Shin Stamku Mechama, whether it's shriveled up from the sun, or they told us, or some derivative of fire. After in the Sachem. Now, even though regarding the wine libations, Imavin, like the Chalinala initially bring from raisin wine, Mekamakam, like Kiddush Kasha, but for Kiddush it's valid. For even Asiyas and Hu, in the way that they make it is, like Kechat Zimukam Kasha, they take the raisins and they crush it. Nois Lame Mayim Matthias, and they put water in it and it ferments. Aznik Yain, then it's called wine. Achashan Shah Shlash Yamim, after that already sat like that for 3 days. Which Hartzian Chav Gimel brings from the Chuvis Mishkanas Yaakov and Simit Sadik Vav that he proves in the Riv that you have to squeeze the raisins also, and not enough just with soaking it, so that the moisture should come out from the body of the raisins themselves. And such a situation then doesn't have to ferment for 3 days at all. Look over there, like they say that a person could squeeze out a cluster of grapes and they could say kiddush right away. And on that, he's masik many achrein to hold the opposite of this. Now, says the Sharatzin, according to my humble understanding, you could say that since you pressed it very well and it sat for 3 days in water fermenting, then it does capture all the body of the moisture of the raisins in the water that's with them, even without schita, without squeezing, just no, but crushing. And leketchila, it says bavadi nachal nizarza, but it's definitely appropriate to be careful regarding this and to do the squeezing out that the Mishkan Yaakov says. Sif cotton terzain. So the Mechaber said that this rain, the raisin wine, mekachon lab, you can make kiddush on it. So Chazal said b'char shar, he writes lafim hashav le'el b'samir tal sevdal sev hei b'haga, that the echem mishishiyan b'mayim, that 1/6 of wine in 5/6 of water, that the bottle, that it's for sure going to be null and void, which Rashar Tzin Ish Chavdal says, we're talking about raw wine, as if whoever looks over there and sees that. The aim of Archon Love by Priagoven says, Mishbrud, and you don't make on it a by Priagoven, stop a concert, let's say, here also, you definitely have to be careful, eating Samukim Kokapamayim, you have to put in so much raisins into the water, until the raisins are at least Ma'at Yosim Echim Mishish Negramam, at least a little bit more than 1/6 opposite the water, which Rashar Tzin Ish Chavdal says, that is if you have 6 parts water, and 1 part from the external 1/6 of raisins, well, that would be forbidden. That would be problematic, as the Mishnah says further on. Because if not, tia bracha levatala, the bracha is going to be in vain, because the other me'ilu haya hatzimuk yain, it's not any better than if these raisins would have been wine itself, which we said again is bottle. If you have 6 parts to 1 part, which Rashi Tzinnas Chavav says, however, it seems that if it is a chamar medin over there. That is that the way everyone drinks their beverages is by diluting it as such. So then he would be able to make kiddush like that, Shabbos in the morning, because then it's not worse than any other regular beverage. You just shouldn't make a bad piragaf, and that's obviously some Rish Dal in the Ramo over there, that even if the derech is to dilute it like that, that wouldn't help for the bracha by piragaf, although it would help for Shabbos morning kiddush. Continues the Mishpura, says, V'kasav, and he writes, the Misharin in Esgoy Latzimukim, this in the Sefer Bechor Shar, that you evaluate, you assess the greatness of the size of the raisins. Commission Savo Achash Nafchal Demayim, the way it became after it was inflated by soaking by being soaked in the water. Blikashas Nisnas Mamayim, you don't evaluate it, what size the raisins were when you put into the water. Of the other Frayim, Mr. Mishdal Mefakvel Abzeh, he pokes at this, and Bechem Derech Chaim Chalukel Abpshitz Bzeh, and Derech Chaim also, in very simple terms, disagrees with him. No, you evaluate the raisins the way it was when you put it into the water, but look, not in the size that it, when it blows up afterwards, because the bloating is only through the water inside of it. That won't help for the measurement of how much raisin juice you have inside of it. Says Mitzvah Behine. Now, yes, there are halachic authorities that hold the chosman shesh b'tam yain, that as long as it has a taste of wine, yain mikri, it's cold wine. Look at Yeridayim Kufchav Gimel Sev Ches Naga, which the Shar Tzin Oischav Zayin brings. This is look at the Chiddush Rebbe Vega that it brings that from the Tashbat. It's obvious that he's mikel also regarding this. He says I don't have the safer in my hand to look into it. He says it would seem that that's the truth that it brings later on. Tov Samach Beis in the Beis Yisab, and his reason is that he holds that raisins turn the power of the water into wine. Shubas Chacham Tzvi and Mishkan Siakiv, they disagree on him. Look over there in their words, which the Shar Tzin is the Dershu 16 brings, that their logic is that when you soak raisins in water, the halacha is like diluted wine, which is possible in the Nesachim. And this, that we validate raisins for the Nesachim, raisin wine, that's when you squeeze out the raisins themselves without any mixture of water. And according to their opinion, the water that's the soaking of the raisins would not have the halacha like may pears, like fruit juice. Says the Shar Tzin further, he says, look, afterwards I found in the Knesset Gedolah the name of the Chubas Hareim, that's Mikkel also, and the Oilus Tumid brings him, look over there. But at the end of the words at the Knesset Gedolah, he ends with this, that it's telling the Machalikas of Rosh and the Rajba, that the Beis brings in her day, some Kofar of Gimel, granted, diluted wine, look over there. So, says the Mishmur further, he says, okay, so although there are places in the hold, as long as the taste of wine is cold wine, says Mukamakam, however, call your Yishamayim, Yizobaz, every Yishamayim should be careful, granted. Now, why should one be careful? Because the Kifan Nifsik be Yerdea, Simkov Lamadal, Tsebhei, Ule'el, Besimir Shtal, Tsebhei, Bago, the Batlebech Mishishamayim already said that can't just have the taste of wine, it's nullified in a ratio of 6 parts water to 1 part wine. Now, Stamian Jalanu, our regular wine in the Mishbura's time, Yeshbe Vadishez, if a shore has that measurement, and therefore you can make Kiddush on that type of wine. Sivkot Yud Zain, so Ramah said that this that you make kiddush on raisin wine is if it has that lachlucha ksas, a little bit of moisture without soaking. If no moisture comes out of them, if you're going to step on them with your feet, you're going to press them with a beam, and it's only going to come out when you're soaking it, then you cannot make kiddush on that wine. You don't make a bear prog oven on that type of juice. Sif Zion, Shimri Yain, wine sediments, or chatzanim, or pits, or nosna lemayim that you put water on them. If it's fit to make a bread oven in it, you can make kiddush on it. Says Ramah, what does the Ramah mean by ayin le'el semishdal? There we see, is it Shimayim chatzan, which grape skins and sediments that Shimabarach and that you would make a bracha by bread oven, and then that would be valid for kiddush. Sif Ches. You can make kiddush on cooked wine, and on wine that has honey. Yesham, some say, as we continue to daf nun aleph, she'ein mekashon that you cannot make kiddush on them. Hagozer damo, but minig lekadosh over the customers to make kiddush on it. Afilish loy yain achiv, even if he has other wine. Actually, in the tev kamem mevushel, but if it's not as good as the cooked wine, the she'esh b'dvash, if it has honey, says the ugger, then you make kiddush on the yain mevushel and that which has honey. Says the mishmaru sev katan your test. You can make kiddush al yain mevushel v'chul on cooked wine and wine that has honey. So really, this opinion holds that day calls that through all these things in mishdan liyain legudeya. So that doesn't make the wine a change for the worse. Veishem is really, but the yeshem they hold the mishdan legudeya. So that's a change for the worse. And that opinion holds that you don't make a bei bergovin and l'shakel make a shakel. Sivgan chav, and you can make kiddush on wine sheish b'dvash that has honey. Kein kuditin. Which is made from wine, honey, and pepper. Even if that changes the way it tastes and the way it smells, it's still okay. But some say, you don't make kiddush on it. Even if you put in just a little bit of honey. Now those people who put honey water into wine to make it sweet, but they put in sugar. According to that opinion, one should be stringent and not use that for kiddush. Now, the Ramah said, the meaning is, l'kadosh alav, v'alkein dever mutl l'vash l'atzimukin, you let it cook the raisins, l'san ha'yayin, and to sift out the wine, l'kadosh alav, and says, l'chayodim, to make kiddush on that. Now, v'yesh mechmin, now those who are stringent, the nikri yayin, that's not called wine, actually, it toises shleish yom, machabish l'atzimukin, says the sefer chaim, until it's fermenting 3 days after the raisins were cooked. Sivkot nechav gimel. So the meaning is to make kiddush, and even if he has other wines, it's just that, she'inu toy b'chulu, if the regular one is not as good as the cooked, or the one that has honey. Because the main shavin says the mishmur. If they're saying, if they're equal, then actually yesh lachash l'zasi yeshem. One should be concerned for the opinion of yeshem. Mishmachmir b'zeh shalal kaddish that the stringent regarding this not to make kiddush. Le'nir bracha now regarding a bracha. This is a b'pshita b'sim reish beis abav. That's obvious. M'marchin l'bei pragovin. Well, the question is regarding kiddush that maybe one should not use the mevushel wine. Says the bi'alacha, divrei maschil mekachin love. So he said that raisin wine, you can make kiddush on this. He says, look at Mishpurus of Kotazayin, what we wrote in the name of the Bechor Shar. And the Taisa Shabbos wanted to reject what he's saying. That the power of the raisins that you put into the water is actually better than wine that gets mixed into water. And therefore, even if it's more than 6 parts of water opposite the raisins, even so, it would still be considered wine. Look over there. But says the Bi'alocha, that's a doichik. And as the Dirshu 19 brings that the svar of the Tevye Shabbos is that Hilchas Brachas, we find that on mashka that's squeezed out from peris, you make a shahakal. But when you soak the peris, you actually make a bar priya eitz in that juice. Now, the reason for that is the Rush explains that the taste of the pri totally goes into the water through soaking it more than by squeezing it. So if that's the case, the same thing is over here. That the taste that comes out from the raisins by soaking is actually stronger than what's squeezed out of the grapes. And therefore, the measurement would be more than the share of the megazigazayin. Which Rabbi Halacha is saying is a doichik, and then the Vilna Gaon also in Siv Zayin regarding Chartzanim to the grape pits that were stepped on by foot, not with a beam, that they don't have a halacha of sediments at all, and they're like raisins. It's obvious over there that if there is in the water 6 parts opposite all the Chartzanim, it does not have a shame of Yayin, and like wine itself that gets mixed in 6 parts according to the opinion of the Rashba. If that's the case, same thing is here about the raisins, and Sotan Sharachub, and the Rechaim, the Goyz, Hagun, the Baruch Frankel, all of them bring the words of Chorashor la halacha. It does have the limitations. Now, it says the Bi halacha l'chayra, we should be Meshai, we should evaluate 6 times of water opposite the moisture that comes out of them, and not opposite all of the raisins. Now, it's possible because we don't know how much comes out, so that we semich l'chokel to evaluate as if all of the raisin was wine. But says the Bi halacha, that's a deichik. which in Dirshu 20 brings a question from the Chuvitz Ben Ari Achai, that Davka Lechomer, regarding Yisurim, do we consider the Isser opposite Kol Gufay, because we don't know how much is being emitted. In contrast, when it's clear that it's emitting less than the whole body. But over here, how could we make Lam Yishar connected the whole thing? Sister Be'alocha, afterwards he says, I found in Chuvitz Mishkan as Yaakov, Simon Sadiwav, that his opinion Be'emes is to be Machmet, to be Mishar, only opposite the lachluchas, the moisture that comes out of them, and not opposite all the raisins. And his opinion over there is also that the lachluchas should be 1/4 of the water. Like they say, any wine that you cannot, they don't dilute 3 parts of water to 1 part of the wine. It's not wine. Look over there. It says, and even though, even if someone that Hashem, he says, if Hashem gives someone the ability, for sure, says Be'alocha, it's a mitzvah to select good wine that's appropriate for Kiddush to be yaitz all the concerns, and those become a mitzvah in the Mufcha. However, he says, after that, there are places that hold like a Shins of Russian Torah that's brought in the Yerdei, Kofach Gimel, Zabchez Ba'ago, and he says, like I brought in the Shar Tzion, that the taste of wine itself is called wine, even if it doesn't have Kedei Meziga. So we don't have to be mach more than what it's quoted many Gedalim, the words of Bukhar Shar, that the raisin should be a little bit more than 1/6 of the water. It says, and I checked by those who make the wine, according to what they showed me, says the Be'alocha, the way they make it, Bestam, and the wine, our wine has that shear and more, even according to what the Baal Derech HaChaim writes, that when Mashar, that's Mukim, according to how it's being put into the water, not after when it's blown up from the soaking. And the Masal Bekachin Al-Yayin Mabushal, that you can make Kiddush on cooked wine. Now, smoked wine, says, look at the Chiddush of Rikvei Eged, that according to the opinion of taste, it's possible, because it gets changed for the worse through the smoke. According to Rabban, over there, it's kosher, like the way it's cooked. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 12. Shpurusiv Katan Yud Beis, that a rabbi sounds like that if wine is very white, then you should be concerned with Shizu Ramban not to make Kiddush on it. Now, if you mix a little bit of red wine with the white wine, the opinion of Shlomo Zalman is that mixing is not effective, that it should be considered like red wine. And so that's what the opinion of Reb Chaim Kineski regarding Dalal Kaisis that we discussed in Siman Tov Ayin Beis. That's a different shemuz. Dish number 13, we said that even though you should dilute the raw wine, but don't make it too weak. And even in our times, the Shuvich of Levi writes that there are strong wines that you could mix it with water, but you have to be careful that it should remain with the halacha of wine on it. Chaim Kineski writes in the Chaz Nish that today it's possible to add on up until a third, but not all the wines are the same. Chuvitz Alatzini writes that it's possible to add up until half, and if the wine is strong, it's possible to dilute 3 parts of water for every 1 part of wine, as long as it remains with the taste of wine in it. However, the wines in the stores, that won't help this checking of the taste, because they add on these artificial substances that strengthen the taste of the wine, so it's not necessarily evidence of the strength of the wine. Pinul B'yashav is that everything depends on the minig of Malkum. There are places that they're accustomed to drinking weak wines, and through the mixing, it's considered as wine if you mix it in the way it normally is. But in places where they usually drink strong wines, even the wines that come from places that they usually add on in their wines a little bit of water, that would be considered weak, and that wouldn't be kosher for those places of a kiddush. Dish number 14, Mishpur wrote that the raisin should be a little bit more than 1/6 opposite the water. Now, the way it's effective for mixing of 1/6, and Rish Dalad, Mishpur writes that should be the way that people usually drink with such the way of mixing, which remains the taste and the smell of the wine. And the reason for that, he explains with it, that if not, so it's bottled dite, it's kaladim, even if for him it's normal, but that's not how people normally do it. Now, and even if the shear of the meziga is normal, is 1/3, someone explains that since the water is coming only to prepare the wine, so therefore, since they are those that want to make the wine taste better, and they mix it 1/6, everything's considered as if it's mamish wine, because since the water is mixing with the wine, it all becomes one. Now, the reasons that it's already mixed with water, and he wants to go and mix them again, he writes over there that the shir meziga zamayim is much less. Dish number 15, and regarding Trumas and Maishas, the Svara of the Bukhar Shar and Baba Basad of Tzadik Zion, based on the Gemara Menachas of Nun Hei, that Yimshar the Gregris, the way their size is before they dry up. Because since you could stew them and bring them back to what they used to be, so here also, since the raisins were inflated through the water, so it's possible to evaluate based on the size of the raisins after they're inflated. Whereas the Yad Ephraim, they disagree with him, they write that you cannot evaluate the raisins based on the size after that they are inflated. Dirshu number 17 from the Mishbrus of Kotnya Tess, that they hold that cooking wine, Yain Mavushal, is Mishtan Legrias, and that you cannot make Kiddush in it. Now, this is all regarding cooked wine, because the taste of wine gets ruined it's a change for the worse through the cooking. But regarding pasteurizing, Shlomo Zalman holds that according to all opinions, the bracha is by Prat Govan because it doesn't change the taste and does not diminish from its measurement, and therefore you're allowed to pasteurize wine in Shemitah year, even though it's forbidden. Even if the wine gets forbidden, therefore it would still become forbidden when a nachri touches it. And that's also opinion of Yashiv, that pasteurized wine does not change its name or its taste, and therefore it's included in the Gezeirah of Chazal that it would be forbidden with the touching of a non-Jew. There's number 18, we said that if you put in sugar, that also you would have to be stringent according to those opinions hold that mavushal is a problem or adding dvash. Now, in a country where the grapes are inferior and the wine gets ruined if you don't put in a huge amount of sugar, Shurz Mechaz Yitzchak writes that the halacha would depend on this machlik. So according to Yeshua, one should be stringent even in such a situation. But according to the halacha, the halacha is like the first opinion that you make kiddush on wine that has honey, as brought in Ramah, since it's not possible in any other way, and even that there wouldn't even be any concern for a chumrah, as brought in Mishabur over here.